This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Garden friend or foe? To squish or not to squish? That is the question when confronted by insects in the garden. Ingrid Hoff, an entomologist, gave a great talk on this subject. A non-squish insect would be the lacewing. While their larvae are certainly no beauties, they eat aphids like little lions. Let them roar. By the way, aphids come in many colors and are one of the more destructive pests in your perennial vegetable garden. They are hated sap-sucking little monsters among gardeners and farmers alike. Another hated pest that made the top 10 squishables is the emerald ash borer. This emerald beauty has destroyed tens of millions of ash trees around the country and continues. On the other hand, those beautiful green caterpillars you see from time to time may eat some of your prized plants, but when you see what they become, you want to leave them be. It's the tiger swallowtail. We're all concerned about the honeybee and the fact that its numbers have diminished significantly. Hold on to hope. We also have the mason bee. It's a little solitary bee that's a wonderful pollinator and rarely stings us. Definitely a plus in the garden. The Japanese beetle is also a nasty pest that really made an impact last year. While I would put this on the squish list, I will tell you, rather than squish it, throw this green goon in soapy water. And now to our final bug. This one should be squished with care. It's called the brown marmorated stink bug, and it does. Stink, that is. This little horror will eat your vegetables, your fruits, and your ornamentals. Oh, and it will also invite itself into your home for the winter. I'll have pictures and more info on GardenBite.com. Find GardenBite on Facebook and Twitter, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.